Oh.
Hi, is this James?
Yes.
Hi, James. It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Have you got time to speak now at all?
Yeah.
Lovely. Just the data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
It's 56 7 6 6.
Yeah. And your address?
Back to see you better, aren't you?
That's brilliant, thank you. So I just need to make you aware that if there's any safeguarding in this call, I would need to make a referral to the local authority, and also that calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just about gathering some more information for your application for your Scottish Free Desk claim. What age did you go into care, James?
17.
Okay. Okay, and do you remember the local authority that you were under?
Yes,
sir. Lovely, thank you. And were you known by any other names or nicknames at all?
No.
Okay. And the care settings I've got down was Bar Linney and Longrigg End. Were there any other ones at all?
No.
No. During that time, did you attend any school or anything?
No.
Okay. And who is your registered GP now?
Cart Street here.
Sorry, who's that?
Cart Street here.
Cart Street here.
Cart Cart.
Oh, can you spell that for me, please?
C-A-T-H-E-R.
And whereabouts is that, please?
Yeah.
And do you have any other professionals supporting you at the moment?
No.
Do you have any mental health diagnosis?
Yep, I've got PTSD.
Yep. Anything else? Anxiety, depression?
I've got a few things going on. I've got this, almost my nose to cancer.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
6 months ago.
And are you clear now?
No, not clear, no.
Okay. Let me just put that down. Do you know what stage you were, so I can just make sure we put that on ours as a priority?
Stage 4.
Okay, we'll get this put through as a priority case, because obviously, in terms of your diagnosis. Have you got any other diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Have you ever done any self-harm?
No, I'm thinking about it.
So is that thinking about taking your life?
Yep.
And have you ever made any attempts for that?
I tried to expose once, but I didn't succeed.
And how old were you when you did that?
No, last year.
Okay, and did you seek support for that?
No.
Okay. It would be really good if you could speak to your GP about that.
No.
There's two reasons for that. One is obviously to keep you safe, which is our priority. And obviously, if there's anything to do with your mental health, that can go in terms of your claim. If it's documented with a professional, obviously that's good evidence towards your case. Yeah. But obviously, the first thing first is to keep you safe. Okay. Okay. So, have you ever done any self-harm, as in cutting yourself or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever received any mental health, like being in hospital at all?
No.
And have you ever had any therapy?
No. Well, I had it 2 years ago.
You two years ago, was it for CBT?
No, it's when I stabbed you, so I had to go to therapist for that.
Oh, so like trauma therapy?
Yep.
After being stabbed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You've been through quite a lot, haven't you, James?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's just not nice, is it?
No.
Do you want the telephone number of your local talking therapy? Because we are still going through a lot.
They're still on my mental health nurse shortly. The doctor.
Okay, so you've got a mental health nurse at the GP?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that down. Okay, that's good. I'm pleased that you've got that support at the moment. Do you remember as a child when you was in care? Do you remember if you ever attended hospital at all?
No, I don't remember.
No. Okay, and were you ever arrested or any convictions?
Arrested?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought vandalism, things like that.
What was it for?
Vandalism.
Vandalism. Did you ever charge?
I don't remember.
I'll put down arrested. Can you remember what age you were?
I'm about 15.
Age 15 years old. Did you get arrested for anything else?
No, I don't think so.
No. Any issues with drugs or alcohol in your life?
No.
Okay. What age did you leave care?
About 17, I think.
Okay. And when you left, did they offer any support?
No.
Okay. And for your claim with ourselves, would you prefer to be with a male or a female advisor?
Sorry?
For your claim with ourselves, would you prefer to be with a male or a female advisor?
Oh,
yeah. So what I'll do then is I'll keep you with myself, because obviously you've explained a lot with me today, and I'll keep an eye on your files. So if there's any questions or anything, if you save this number, it'll come through directly to me, and then I can answer any questions that you do have. If I don't answer the phone, it's usually just because I'm on the telephone. It just carries on ringing, so it doesn't say that we're engaged. Do you provide us with consent to request copies of all your records from the professionals that you provided to us?
Yes, right.
Okay. And would you like to see a copy of your care records when we get them?
No, sorry, no.
No? Okay. So I'll just tell you a bit more about the process. It's going to take about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact till the end now. So if there's any changes in your health or anything like that, please do let us know. And we will do the best to get this sorted as quickly as we can for you. So the number, obviously save this number on your phone, that's directly through to me. What we're going to do now is get subject access requests to gather evidence for your case, and we'll put that all together, and I'll give you another call back to clarify the information that we've got. Then we will put your case forward to the Scottish Redress Panel. You don't need to attend that panel, it's a closed door panel. But we will let you know the date that it's going to be held. As part of our compliance, and because our calls are recorded, we do have to advise you the options that you do have regarding Scottish redress. So the first one would be that you're able to do this independently yourself and research your own evidence. The other option would be to have a solicitor from England and Wales who have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf to Scottish redress. They'll receive that fee whether you win or lose. And then there's ourselves, MMA Legal. We can act for you. We haven't taken that fee from Scottish Redress. And we only take a 20% cut fee if you win. If you lose, we charge you no fees. So it means that we're completely independent and that we're acting for you. Are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal?
Yeah, great.
Lovely. And you are entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. So are you happy to wait for the 14 days, or would you like to proceed immediately?
I'll
Okay. So do you have any questions for me today, James? Lovely. I'm just going to double check I've got everything. Whereabouts, I think, like this street, do you remember the street name for your GP?
Cap Street, yeah, that is it.
Is that the same as...
C-A-R-P-H.
C-A-R-P-H.
Cap.
C-H. Lovely. Thank you. So that's everything from me today. So thank you very much for your time, James. And if you do obviously get any questions along the way, just give me a call, okay?
Thank you.
All right, James. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.